at Revelation Music.
You see, all of the things we are running after, all of the things we are running after, some people have gone after those things. After they got them, they discover that there is nothing in them. Let's take a case study of Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul sat under one of the best instructors of his time. When he was giving his profile, he said, if there is anyone that has any reason to boast of me, I have. If you think you are a Jew, I am a Hebrew. I am a Jew of the Jews. If you think you are so proud of your philosophies, see, I have been a Pharisee. I have sat under Gamaliel. He said, regarding the law, I was faultless. Ha, let me explain this one. So many of us are running after, how can I be faultless? How can I keep the law? Ha, I don't drink, I don't womanize, I don't steal, I don't do this one. All of the laws we know, all of them. Paul says, I have kept all of the laws. Regarding the law, I am faultless. But he quickly said something. But all of these things I have regarded as rubbish. Kai, you don't understand. That the things we are pursuing, we are busy pursuing to see that. Hi, let me be able to attain. Let me be able to attain. Somebody attained. After he attained, he threw it. He discovered that there is something more. There is something more. He had kept the law. But you know, he said something in that Philippians chapter 3. Verse 9, if I'm not mistaken. He said, I have thrown it away so that I'll be able to have a righteousness that does not come through the keeping of the law, but a righteousness that comes from God. It means there is a righteousness that comes from man and there is a righteousness that comes from God. Jesus, speaking by himself, said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Sometimes when we are quoting that verse, we say, and its righteousness. No, sir. It is his righteousness. It means God has a type of righteousness we must have. God has a type of righteousness we must seek. And so Paul, after getting his own type of righteousness, the righteousness many of us are running after, after he got it, he threw it away so that he would get the type of righteousness that comes from God. Not the righteousness that comes by keeping the law. And I say, probably if so many of us have attained the position of Paul, would have started ministry and have 5 million capacity hall. Imagine somebody that is faultless regarding the law. And he said, this thing I have thrown away. And I see so many of us pursuing legalistic righteousness. But that's foolishness, sir. If other people have attained, you don't have all your life to try it, go and achieve it before you discover his foolishness. Can we learn from the story of Paul? Can we learn from his life that there is a righteousness that comes by faith through what God has done? We are justified by faith. There is a righteousness that comes from God, sir. That is what we should seek. Jesus himself advised us, seek this righteousness that comes from me. And it is in that same Philippians, after verse 9, he quickly said in verse 10, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. Let me quickly say, it is the power of the resurrection that gives the righteousness. Let me give you references to go and confirm. Read Romans chapter 8 verse 11. Read Romans chapter 6 verse 6. Romans chapter 6 verse 8. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 9, verse 10. You discover that it is the Spirit of God, the resurrection power that comes into a man's life that gives him an ability to live above sin. And so the righteousness that comes from God, you live it without struggle. There is an ability, there is a power that is being put on you that gives you an edge over God, over sin. Do you want to rest? Do you want to rest from your struggle? There is more to it. Others have found it. This legalistic righteousness we are dreaming, we are running after. Others have found it and they discover there is more to it. There is a righteousness that comes from God. There is rest when we receive a righteousness from God. And today God is challenging you. You have been trying to be righteous by yourself. You've been struggling with sin. And he's saying there is a righteousness I can give you. Can you just encounter the resurrection power? Can you come to me? I have done it on the cross for you. Run to me. This is the second to the last one. Please, don't be in a haste to leave. God is out for you today. I beg you, don't leave. Don't leave. We have just one song after this, and we leave. Please, don't be in a haste to leave. Finish this meeting with God. God wants to give you a new life. God wants to give you rest. You've been struggling now. Are you not tired? Are you not? He says, I want to give you a rest. I want to give you a righteousness that comes from me. You don't have to struggle. Can we sing more to it?
Something I long for, something that makes me bright, yet others have found it, but yet not satisfied. There is more to this, I'm not satisfied. None can take your place. You can make me right when I work hard someday. What a sense of righteousness. But there is more to this. A righteousness from you. There is more to this. I'm not.
Yeah. Only you can make me right. Only you.